Welcome to part 6 of our Christmas special, an original musical entitled Highly Favored, The Christmas Story Through the Eyes of the One Who Said Yes to the Impossible. It is a production of 1010 Thrive Ministries. In our previous episode, we explored Mary's dedication to her studies in the synagogue and her growing understanding of the Messiah's mission, as well as the hope stirring among Israel's faithful. As rabbis debated the nature of the promised deliverer, Mary's heart was marked by her wisdom, curiosity, and longing for the fulfillment of God's plan. Now, a pivotal moment approaches, one that will forever alter the course of Mary's life and bring the hopes of generations into focus. In the courtyard of the Sepphoris Synagogue on a quiet afternoon, several rabbis and priests are seated under the shade of a fig tree, discussing religious matters. Joachim, carrying a basket of bread as an offering, enters and greets them warmly.
Ah, Joachim, what a pleasure to see you, my friend. How is your family? How is your daughter, Mary?
Peace to you, Rabbi Ezra, and to all gathered here. My family is well, thanks be to the Almighty. Mary is growing in grace and wisdom, though I confess her piety often humbles me. She spends much of her time studying the scriptures, always eager to understand the ways of the Lord.
Indeed, I have noticed her devotion. She often asks questions that would challenge even seasoned scribes. She has a rare spirit, Joachim, a heart wholly turned to God.
You honor her greatly, Rabbi Nathan. My wife, Anne, and I have tried to raise her with a love for the Lord, but I must admit, much of her zeal comes from within. She has a hunger for truth that is beyond her years.
It is remarkable. Just the other day she asked me about the prophecy in Isaiah. For unto us a child is born. She wanted to know not just the meaning, but how the Messiah would fulfill such a promise. Few adults would approach the scriptures with such depth.
That sounds like Mary. She often tells me that the Messiah must not only bring deliverance, but also the very presence of God among his people. Sometimes, I wonder if the Lord has placed such thoughts in her heart for a special purpose.
Perhaps he has. Such a child will need a husband who can both guide her and honor her unique calling. Have you considered any suitors, Joachim?
It is a weighty matter, one Anne and I have prayed over often. Mary is precious to us, but more so to God. We seek his will above all else.
Then allow me to suggest someone, if I may. There is a man from your village in Nazareth, also of the tribe of Judah. His name is Joseph, a carpenter by trade.
Joseph? I know the name well. His family has long been known for their godliness. His father, Jacob, was a man of integrity, respected by all.
That godliness is evident in Joseph. He is quiet but steadfast, a man who works with his hands and honors the Lord in all he does. Though widowed, he remains without children and has prayed for the right opportunity to begin anew.
A hard worker and a righteous man, those are qualities I admire greatly.
He is humble yet strong, a man who seeks peace and avoids quarrels. Joseph's heart is good, Joachim, and I believe he would cherish Mary as a gift from the Lord.
I have seen him at work in the marketplace, always diligent and fair. His reputation as a carpenter is unmatched. People speak of the care he puts into even the smallest detail.
Then perhaps it is time to speak with him. A union between Mary and Joseph would not only be blessed but fitting. He would provide for her, and she in turn could inspire him in his faith.
You have given me much to consider, my friends. I will take this to Anne in prayer. If the Lord wills it, I will speak with Joseph soon.
A wise decision, Joachim. May the Lord guide your steps just as he has guided your daughters.
And may the Lord's peace remain with you, Joachim. Whatever you decide, know that we see God's favor on your family.
You humble me with your words. I will seek the Lord's will in this matter and trust in his perfect plan. Shalom to you all.
As Joachim leaves the synagogue, his heart is full of gratitude and resolve. He knows the path ahead is uncertain, but with faith and the guidance of wise counsel, he steps forward, trusting in the Lord's unfolding plan for Mary and for Joseph.
My Mary, you've blossomed A flower so fair. The time's coming soon for a life you will share. Now Joseph, you know him, a good man and true. He's steady and kind, the right man for you. He's gentle and strong, with hands skilled and strong, with a carpenter's heart, he eschews the wrong. He walks with the Lord, his faith burns so bright. He'll guide and protect you with all of his might. He's honest and humble and loves the law. He worships the Lord with reverence and awe. He'll cherish and honor you all of your days. So open your heart, child, to love's gentle ways.
Did you hear what happened in Bethsaida? Roman soldiers raided the synagogue, claiming it was a meeting place for zealots. They arrested 3 men. Innocent, I'm sure of it.
Sighs. It's no different here, Ephraim. Just yesterday, a young man was flogged in the square for speaking out against the taxes. How much longer must we endure this oppression?
The signs are there, my friend. Herod's reign cannot last forever. His palace may gleam with gold, but his soul is as black as the night. He fears the people, and he fears the prophecies.
My king, I bring news from the marketplace.
Speak. What do the rabble whisper about now?
They speak of the prophecies, my lord. They claim that your days are numbered and that you fear the prophecies.
The insolence. I do not fear that which cannot harm me. Tell me, who stirs this seditious talk?
2 men, my lord. Asher, a merchant, and Ephraim, a devout elder. They speak with caution, but their words resonate among the people.
Their treachery ends today. Take some soldiers from the local legion.
It will be done, my king.
Ephraim was a respected elder.
And Asher was an honest and honorable merchant. He was also wealthy, with good connections.
If these men can be carried off by Herod, what hope is there for any of us?
We desperately need the Messiah.
When will he come?
Whispers of angels fill up our dreams, but the days are long with no sign, it seems. Eyes to the heavens, we question the night. When will he come to bring us his light? Falling and trembling, our knees in the sand, songs of deliverance across the land. Hearts heavy laden with burdens and woe, when will he come so we finally know?
What will Herod do next? And what life lies ahead for Joseph and Mary? To be continued.